Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we understand the deep love depicted in Sangam literary work Natchane 64 written by Ulochanar. The poem is set in the Kurunji landscape or the mountains and speaks in the voice of the lady to her confidant on the subject of the man's parting away from her.
என்னர் ஆயினும் இனி நினைவு ஒழிக அன்னவாக இணையல் தோழி யாம் இன்னமாக நத்துறந்தோர் நட்பு எவன் மரல்நார் ஒடுக்கை மலைவுரை குறவர் அறியாது அறுத்த சிறு இலை சாந்தம் வரனுற்று ஆற முறுக்கி பையன மரம் வரிதாகச் சோர்ந்து உக்காங்கு என் அறிவும் உள்ளமும் அவர்வையின் சென்றன வரிதால் இகுளை என் யாக்கை இனி அவர் வரினும் நோய் மருந்து அல்லர் வாராது அவனர் ஆகுக காதலர் இவன் நம் காமம் படர் அட வருந்திய நோய்மொழி வருத்தம் காணான்மார் யமரே.
The poem is tightly wound with rhythm, as we see in the dominance of எதுகை or second letter rhymes in successive lines, as in
என்னர் அன்னவாக இன்னமாக.
Alliterations sing to us as in maral, malai and ariyadu arutha. Regular rhymes in last letters are not to be left out too, as we see in arivum, ullamum and allar, avanar, kadalar. Moving on from style to substance, we find strong statements echoing throughout the poem like ninaivu oliha, meaning let thought demise, and natpu yevan, meaning why the friendship. Even at first glance, the anguish in the poem can be felt by the reader. I loved meeting here this beautiful word yaakai, made popular by the Tamil film song Yaakai Thiri Kadal Sudar, meaning the body's a wick and loves the spark. Incidentally, the word yaakai, in addition to meaning body, also means a bond that ties. Indeed, the body is the bond that ties us to this life on earth. Let's turn our ears to the life unfolding in this poem. The man has left the lady to complete a task. Because he has parted away, the lady suffers in earning. Seeing this, the confidant intends to reach out to the man through a messenger and send word of the lady's failing health. Coming to know of the confidant's intention, the lady says to her, "However special he is, my dear friend, give up all thought of reaching out to him. Do not lament that he has parted away from me. Why should we dwell on the friendship of those who have left us without caring for our sorrow? Those mountain-dwelling kuravas attired in fibers of the marl shrub unknowingly sever the little leaves of the sandalwood tree. And then the tree dries and deteriorates, looking sickly to the eye. Slowly, it loses every drop of moisture, tires out and gives up. Just like that, my mind and heart has gone his way and my body is losing the moisture of life. Even if he comes now, a cure he will not be. Let him remain where he is, that lover of mine. Let him not come here and see the sorrow caused by my yearning for him, spread sickness all through me, he who is my own." With these words, the lady dissuades the confidant from sending the messenger and disturbing the man from completing his task. Looking a little deeply into the heart of the lady saying these words, we find layers of love hiding there. At first glance, this may seem like a poem that speaks ill of the man for having left the lady to suffer. But deeper, the care and concern in her unfolds. But before we get there, let us first focus on the confidant's care and concern for the lady. Seeing the lady lose her health, pining for the man, she intends to resolve the problem by sending word to the man. But the lady seems to realize that it's not just on her part to disturb a man who set out on a task. So in order to dissuade her friend, she chooses the ploy of speaking about him in not so glowing terms. She instructs the friend to completely remove all thoughts of him and asks, is it even friendship if the person deserts without caring about the sorrow of the other? Then she brings forth a beautiful simile.
She talks about the mountain dwellers, the Kuravas, and mentions as a matter of fact that they wear maral fibers. Let us take a little detour and follow this trail. Maral turns out to be that sustainable and environmentally friendly hemp. I learned that these hemp fibers are soft on the skin and grow softer with use, as well as wicks away sweat and protects one from the sun's vehemence, and apparently are resistant to bacteria too. The Kuravas didn't need a degree in textile engineering to figure all this out. For their rough and tough lifestyle in the mountain forest teeming with life, their instinctive knowledge has somehow led them to hemp clothing. The ancients were quite big on hemp apparently, and the fiber dates back to Neolithic times. Hemp is not just a thing of the past and is finding much relevance in the fashion industry today. For hemp does not guzzle water and is said to be a better friend to the soil it grows on than other plants seared for clothing. These ancient Kuravas may turn out to be the fashion pioneers for the future. Returning back, we arrive at the simile where the lady seems to say those mountain dwellers, so knowledgeable about clothing, seem to unknowingly cut off the little leaves of the sandalwood tree. And what happens to a tree that's thoughtlessly chopped off its leaves? No foot and imminent death. The lady likens the slow death in the tree whose leaves have been cut off to her body deteriorating, bereft of her mind and heart that has parted away with her man. She says she's so broken like that dried up tree that even if the man came, he could not save her. So with those strong words, she says he should remain where he is, completing what he wants to do. In these words lie buried her concern for the man, avoiding the pain in him of returning without completing his work and also finding her in such suffering. While pining away for a parted one could be a thing of the past, we can surely take a leaf from that thoughtful love that shines in this lady. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri, Vanakkam.